Hargy, hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my fattest giggle?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
Everyone in this room is frivolously writing notes down.
Frivolously, like pre-show notes are at a premium.
Notes. Nobody's.
It's like I heard before the show. It's like who's got a pen? Who's got a pen?
Who's got a pen? Who's got a pen?
Somebody got some paper.
I have. I think the last time I took any notes for the show was probably about 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm
a winger now.
Yeah, just wing it.
You got notes though. What do you got?
Don't worry about it.
What do you got?
Don't worry about it. I'll come out with them. I'll be like, you know what, Dave? How about this, and I'll throw a topic your way.
Hemorrhoids.
Like, oh, hemorrhoids.
What's going on? I haven't talked to you in a while. Those scratch offs. You want to do a scratch off?
Are you going to talk over these bits?
What bits?
You don't hear this.
No, I don't hear it.
You don't hear this bit.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
They need to stop.
Don't worry about it.
You're getting in the way.
Did you hear anything? Are you?
I'm coming through the recorder. It's not going through.
Can you hear? Can you hear?
I can hear everything fine.
Can you hear us though?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Everything is great.
Okay, because there
were
some
little technical difficulties in the studio here.
Everyone heard about
Craft Services recording it. Is in studio today.
Sponsored by Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack. Plan C McGee is in studio.
Plan C now?
Plan
3 McGee.
I like Plan C McGee.
Because I was Plan B McGee.
You were Plan B McGee, but this is the third time you've been on our show, and I will say you get better every time, because the first time you were on our show, it was terrible. Terrible. So terrible.
It's true.
It was just, you know.
Second time was better.
Second time
this
was better.
Time was great.
Third time, I can stand you.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be really
good.
All
right. Yeah, last show was an interesting show. We had a lot of couples and whatnots in
couples
here.
Couples counseling.
And
I will say, how do you spell counsel?
I don't know.
Couples counseling.
I looked it up like five times.
How do you spell couples counseling? Spell it. Couples counseling.
Don't spell couples.
No, we all know couples.
Can she spell couples? Let's see.
C-O-U-N-S-E-L-I-N-G.
S-E-L-I-N.
That's interesting.
No. Wrong. It's
not like council, like a city council.
Multiple ways.
It's council, like I'm going to give you counsel.
Nobody knows this yet, though. You said it was C-O...
I looked it up.
Dave Colonna.
I told you what it was.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give your last name out.
It's all right. I don't care. You don't care.
Yeah, you were all about the alias.
Well, I just called him out first and last.
It's spelled counseling with an S.
Counseling.
It's spelled all different ways.
But you spelled it C-O-U-C. No. C-O-U-N-C-I-L-I-N-G. Counseling. Like C. Counseling.
And it's but it counseling definition.
Giggles.
The way it's spelled.
I don't know. His interpretation is different. His has an umlaut.
Listen. Let's
it's spelled a lot of different ways. Let's get down to that.
Yeah, let's just agree to disagree. How was your week, dude?
Week was good. I did some fishing today. I got burned out the ass. Look at my leg.
Wow.
I got burned.
That's bad.
I got really burned today.
That's show worthy.
I know, it's real hot.
You were like pink.
Red.
Why did, like, see.
What?
You.
What?
No, you just.
You're gambling with your health.
What are you breathing heavy for?
No, I just, like, I want you to be a guy that puts on sunscreen.
Sure.
But why are you going to live so dangerously that you're going to go out on a boat?
It's my middle name, Dangerous.
I do get really frustrated when people don't wear
sunscreen. Why?
And
you know what? And they bitch about it. They're like, oh, I'm so burnt. Oh, I'm so burnt. Well, why didn't you put on sunscreen, you idiot? You're going
calling
out.
Calling me an idiot?
I'm calling you an idiot. You went out
me an
in
idiot.
A boat in shorts.
Look at this.
What?
I can cut your mic off.
You drop me out?
Call me an idiot.
This is live radio, people. He has cut his mic off.
Son of a bitch.
You look good, though.
It was overcast today. I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a problem.
You learned
except
again.
That it got sunny when we got out there.
Your
and
knees.
It just screwed
I will.
Me.
I wish I had an aloe pant because I would rub aloe on your knees right now.
You would, wouldn't you?
I would rub. And
I already put some on today.
Would
felt
rub
good.
Aloe on your knees.
What's the worst burn you ever got? Sunburn.
It's probably when I was like 9 or 10. I just remember just coming, like, hanging out outside and just getting fried.
Fried.
Like, peeling. Oof. You know, because, like, when you're in, like, third grade and your friend comes up behind you and, like, smacks you in your back.
Oof.
And I remember wearing my school uniform and just being smacked in the back. And I was like,
too.
I was like, oh, I was like, I got burned, you know?
It's funny, though, when you do it to somebody else because you're like, oh, my God, that guy got a sunburn. I'm going to smack it. Mm-hmm. That's funny, but when it's you that's getting smacked.
It's terrible.
Horrible.
I did that to my boss the other
horrible.
Day.
Did you?
I swear to God,
from Vegas.
If there's no chicken left, I'm going to be so
craft
pissed.
Chicken Shack is getting torn apart.
torn apart.
I don't think the sound men over there, the sports guys, aren't sports leaving guys. Us much. I don't know.
Yeah, they just order a bunch of chicken.
Sports guys.
The sports guys know they have 10 minutes before they have to give their
sure, they
wrap
can, up. Whatever they got to do.
We got a lot of surprises in store.
We do?
Like, there's
I'd like to see what your surprises
there's
are.
There's two people that we haven't introduced yet. Oh.
Flammy McGee's got something.
Well,
she was
no,
writing
we,
frivolously
yeah.
down.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's
no,
just
no.
that it's one of the surprises in store. All right. I mean, we've okay. got stuff.
Yeah, we got stuff going on.
So what's going on? You gave me a call the other day, and you're like, go to this place. Go right now. You need to be here. Gosh. I ended up not going because, you know, it can only take so much of you. But
I was...
Isn't that the truth?
All right, so I didn't go, but you tell me about it because I did wish I went now. It did sound like a really good time. Give it to me.
No, you know what? You should have been there.
You're so frustrated with me today.
I shouldn't give you the rehashing of the
You said you were going
experience.
To the other day. You were like, I'll talk about it on the show, dude. I'll talk about it on the show.
Because I was so angry that you weren't there. Because I'm sitting there in a
Can
chair.
Can you refresh the audience and myself
yeah.
on what
He's not doing anything,
about?
Is he?
Yeah, sorry. I got a text from a buddy that was like, yo, World Cup, haircuts, free food, and something else. I forget what it was. It was like pedicures or shoe shines. So I was like, all right, that sounds cool. I got a couple hours between shifts. I was like, I was doing an audio.
You're so gay for Dave.
No! Whoa! No, not from
you
him.
You asked him to get a pedicure.
Oh, giggles!
You son of a bitch! No, listen.
Nice.
That was good. But listen, I got an invite to this male spa.
From who?
From a buddy. I'm not gonna
this
say
buddy.
Names.
He's not
this
gonna mention any names.
This guy, this buddy, gets this for the day.
Who is the dude of the day?
That guy, your buddy, is
but
the
buddy
dude of the day.
Was the dude of the day and invited me, and I roll in there, I walk in, and he's like, "Yo." Get a haircut. I'll give you the long and short of it. It's a male club. It's not gay. It's not like
it's a male club.
It's a male gay. Club. It's not a wax shack. It's like a male spa that you go there for a certain price a year. You go there and you get your haircut. You get a massage. You get a pedicure. You get
and
a manicure.
It sounds like it.
You get a shoe shine. You get
now,
beer.
Who
you get,
was
you
massaging
play pool.
You? A guy or a girl?
A girl.
Really?
Oh. A girl. I got a hand massage, a haircut trim.
You got a
and
trim? Does not look
shine.
Like you
no
got
way.
A trim.
No, it's just,
way
it was a small
trim.
Well, they knew that when I walked in that I didn't have money. They're like, oh, well, here, let's give you this short of it. It's like so many $100 a year, but you come in, and basically it's just like a place for dudes to hang out. Like a dude resting spot.
A dude
how,
ranch.
How are these girls? You can get some party music.
Like one out
Asian?
Of, no, Brazilian.
Brazilian
and like South American and a little bit hipsterish.
So how old were they?
It's
ranging.
So loud. It's so
ranging.
Loud.
Ranging.
I'm gonna turn.
I got you.
All right. I'm gonna turn it down.
That's cool.
Check.
How
check.
Old were they? Ranging.
From like 42 to 21.
Why did you go backwards? Usually you would go 21 to 42.
42 months, I think you meant.
42 months.
42 months.
That's pretty good.
But like it was basic. It's for ballers.
He does look like a pedophile though, doesn't he?
Oh, totally. Look, I mean,
I'll cut your
for
mic
the viewers,
off.
For the listeners at home, he's wearing a black white.
Listen, I'm not telling
A-line.
The story as good as I could, but basically it was pretty pimp. Because it was a male, it was like a male spa, and so not in a weird way. It was like totally legit. Like you roll in there,
sure.
You play some pool, you drink some beer,
what?
You get a haircut.
I thought it was like a place to get pedicures and stuff.
No, there's like a pool table and a bar. Like it's like a dude's hangout.
It's like
can
a,
I get in there, or do you have
no,
to?
No, you
got to
be a dude. You got to have a penis.
So, why is that so loud?
The music
loud?
Is but loud. It didn't
it's,
change.
It's really
when
loud.
Moved
it's
anything.
Really loud.
It didn't change right. Still.
It's on my. It's everything's cool on me.
All right, just turn down a little bit.
It's cool.
But
it's
not. It's just not cool.
It's just loud. It's really loud.
Relax.
Mutiny.
Relax.
We're throwing Dave overboard.
All right, so you gotta have a penis to get in here. That's what we're saying.
So yeah, explain the situation that you guys were arguing
about.
It's
a male only spa.
Sounds okay.
But it was totally. I got two free passes. We're gonna go back.
We're
there.
Gonna go back.
We're
gonna
get
we're
our
gonna
haircut. We're gonna plug them.
What's the name of the place?
John Allen's.
John Allen. JohnAllen.com, right?
JohnAllen's.com. Yeah.
Allen's or
Allen's.
Allen?
I think Allen's.
Allen's.
JohnAllen's.com. But you roll in there.
All right.
you just hang out and like get your hair cut, get
so you
like
can get
a
membership
massage.
To this place.
It's a membership place. But you show up as many times as you want during the year. You can show up 365 times.
You
can
show up every day.
Every day and just be like, yo, trim it up a little bit. I
and
want this
much
haircut.
How is it a year?
I heard 720.
720 a year. That's a little pricey.
Plus, no, you know, well, that's pricey, but
it is pricey.
It's worth it if you have that money.
But like, if I had 720 bucks to drop on like getting my hair done every week, if I wanted it to,
you need it. Every
I would
week.
Do it. I would.
Well, because
but
that
I
brings
felt refreshed.
Up something.
Oh, but here's the thing: hot towel. I forgot about this. A hot towel on the face.
Yeah, that's what you talked about a lot.
Yeah, they put a hot towel on my face.
Dude, I got a hot towel.
And exfoliated my
it's
pores.
It's JohnAllen.com, not Allen's.
It's JohnAllen.com?
I just looked it up.
We should see if we can
Giggles.
Get a free membership. For
do they
them.
Do gigglescaping there? Are
I
they,
don't think so.
Do they do armpit hair trimming?
It's not
bush
like a
trimming.
Wait, no, that's not, this
happy,
isn't it either.
Happy highway buzzing. Because I don't know.
I mean, got a happy highway.
For the listeners.
You got what?
I got a happy highway.
Giggles is...
You got a happy highway? You're right. It's John Allen's hair, with an H. I thought it was J-O-N.
No, it's J-O-H-N.
John Allen's. So they have men's.
All right, we're not plugging them for free.
Care.
We're plugging them right now for like. All right,
we're
for
gonna
free.
Go. We're gonna go.
They
over
need
there.
To give us something.
We're gonna go.
We're
there,
like
we're gonna
giving out
to
their website.
We're gonna go over right. there and talk to them.
We'll talk. We'll bring some mics.
We'll do it. We'll rock it out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you went. We'll go over there. We'll rock it out.
You missed out though.
We didn't right, finish that story though. Why?
Which story?
No, I was
that you were mad that he didn't come.
I was getting a hot towel, a hand massage, and a haircut trim, and a shoe shine,
and having
I was
a
like,
beer and, him
and having
pool.
A beer. And I was like, why isn't Dave here? Like, I invited him and I wanted him to come. You
Dave,
know?
Why weren't you there?
He called.
What
he,
did you? What
he
did you
texted
do?
Me at 2:00 and you were like, be here at 2:30.
No, I texted you at 1:00 and I said,
no, it was like 1:30, and you're like, be here. No, it was only like I remember it was 1:45.
How
two.
Long does it take you to get ready? What do you have to do to get out of the house?
A lot of things. I gotta look pretty, you know. You know I gotta look pretty.
I can't believe
don't
this.
Spill your wine there, buddy.
I'm yeah, he's Giggles is sitting there with a glass of Sauvignon Blanc, yelling at Dave about it, not showing up to the spa.
The spa.
Ah, this is like the most homoerotic radio show I've ever seen.
So gay.
But you do need a trim in every way,
but
you should sign up for this.
But that's the thing, he got it. It doesn't look like it.
He didn't get it in the places we need to. I can see the length of your armpit hair from here, and it's at least an inch.
It's big.
And I'm
it's
as
big.
The woman.
All right.
Of
so
the
what's
team,
what's the proper etiquette for body hair in men?
Trim, just trim. It's
trim.
She want no
if
armpit.
If you
want
to shave, that's your own thing.
My
I
armpit hair
totally
is ridiculous.
Fine.
Like I think I'm the only straight dude now that has like armpit hair.
What do you
this long?
What?
It's just
long. I've
not
never seen
attractive
another
at all.
Dude with armpit hair this long. It's
yeah.
long.
It's
at
not
least an inch and
attractive.
A half, 2 inches.
Put your arm down. Put
yeah,
your,
you should put your arm down. Oh, my God. Yeah, you need to shave that, like, to about a quarter of an inch at the most. You need
I think
to
he likes
that.
It, though.
You need, like, clippers.
Look at him. He loves it.
He does love it. I mean, it's downy and soft in a way. I kind of want to comment.
Blowing in the wind.
Oh, wait. This is...
Now, what about down below?
Down below, like, for girls. Like
I
we
think,
had a...
I think less is more. I think less is really more.
So just chop it off.
Yeah. I don't think that you can go wrong by
here's
having
here's something I heard the
no
other day.
Hair.
You're so pink, dude.
I know.
You're
pink,
pink to white.
I'm pink
yeah,
to white.
Yeah, you really do need to wear
pink
sunblock.
To white. I heard this the other day that when girls go to get waxed.
All right.
Waxed, like you know, Brazilian. They like girls and I couldn't imagine it. Like
it must hurt.
I'm glad I'm like, dude.
I'm terrified.
You know, the whole childbirth
it.
Thing, the whole like menstruation, like everything.
Everything.
Like, you know, catty behavior, you know, competition. I'm glad I'm not a woman. But here's the other reason why I'm glad I'm not a woman. Waxing.
Waxing.
Girls go to get waxed. They get to get the hairs ripped out of their
from the down below.
From down below everything.
Cuticles or whatever they call it at all.
Soup to nuts. And I heard this is I don't know if this is a rumor, but when you get waxed and it's a rough wax, that the waxer will blow on your labia.
What?
It will blow on your
what is that?
Oh,
what are
yeah,
you talking
they
about?
Blow on
they
it.
You've had a woman blow on your...
Absolutely. They always do.
What's the purpose of that?
They put the... You, like, spread your legs.
All right.
And they put, put the hot wax
please.
On your legs. Or they blow on the wax first, and then they put it on your legs.
Like, close your legs.
They put the cloth over it, and then they blow on it a little bit to cool it down, and then they rip it off.
But do they blow on it after they rip it off? Because that's when I heard they blow on it, was after they rip it off.
What's your intel?
I don't think I've had people blow on it afterwards.
Who's telling you these things?
They only blow on it to cool the wax down.
So you've been blown on before the rip.
Yes, before the rip. Afterwards,
this is what we need callers.
We need callers to call in
and say, like,
yeah, because I've only had minimal waxing experience.
I can see.
It's pretty scary. You can't see. Because I don't have a happy trail that comes up to my chin.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, he has a happy
This one has a happy, you know, freeway.
Oh, it's happy already.
He loves it. He loves the hair. He's a hair man.
It's good.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. It's a good show.
It's a real good show.
I don't understand why you have two pairs of headphones on right now.
Don't worry about it.
I need two pairs
of headphones. Not if you're concerned.
Ridiculous.
I need two pairs of headphones. One to keep track of you, one to keep track of me. Don't worry about anything.
Well, because he wasn't hearing the things playing on the iPod before, so he needs
everything
to.
Is cool, man.
We're cool. Cool.
All right, what do you got written in the notes? What do you got written in those notes?
That was a grocery list.
Oh, okay. No. It's totally a grocery list. It was written 5 minutes before show. So get this.
Typical.
This is my big story.
Yeah.
I'm driving to Jersey last night. Can we turn this down a little bit?
Deadly hit and run in Suffolk County.
Just a tough.
Deadly hit and run in Suffolk County.
No. Really? Local news.
This. Okay, this is Long Island. Get this.
Yeah.
This is deadly hit and run. But here's the thing, though.
What?
This is a good point. We're watching on the TV. It's a deadly hit and run. So I'm driving to Jersey.
And
I'm driving to Jersey.
Why did we all just turn around?
I don't know.
It's windy rolls.
That was weird.
Can you go on?
I'm going. I'm trying to finish the story. So I'm driving to Jersey.
You're
last
trying to start the story.
I'm trying to start the story. Excuse me. I'm driving to Jersey. I'm getting off the Pulaski Skyway, and I'm heading on to 78 West.
Great name for a highway.
It's a great name. I'm getting onto
a
four-lane.
You know that bridge has collapsed before?
The Pulaski?
Before it was called the Pulaski, it was another bridge, and it collapsed.
Really?
Back when it was built, 40s or 50s or something. Go on.
Okay. So anyway, I get onto a four-lane highway, an interstate. And I'm driving, and I look to my right to make sure I can change lanes. I turn back, and it's night. It's about 10:30. And I see this dude walking in the middle of the highway. In the middle of the highway heading west. Between the third and the fourth lane of traffic. Or the second and the third. Like, he was in the middle. Like, you know, normally you might see somebody walking on the far, far right of the highway.
Far right.
This homeboy was in the middle of the highway.
All right.
With a black sweater. And I was like, what?
It's hot out. Why is he wearing a black sweater?
And more importantly, why is he walking in the middle of the highway?
Why is he not wearing, you know,
and cars were flying by him at 60, 65 miles an hour. And I clicked my wheel just a little bit to miss him. But I almost hit the guy. And I'm driving like a good 55, 60 miles an hour. And I almost hit.
Wouldn't have been your fault.
Wouldn't have been my fault. But here's the thing.
But that would have changed
Still
would have
changed my life because... It's 10
it would have changed your life. It would have changed everyone's life.
It's 10:30, and dude's walking in the middle of the highway. Why?
10:30 at night?
First thing I thought.
10:30 in the morning.
10:30 at night. Okay. Pitch black, wearing a black sweater, walking.
Was he black or white?
I think he was. I saw like an afro.
So he's black.
I think he was either black.
Everything about him was black. He's blending in with the night.
But it didn't matter. It didn't matter if he was black, white, whatever. Dude's walking in the middle of the highway. You don't do that unless you're
on. Homeless?
No. He looked like a straight-laced dude, just... Like, it was straight out of a horror film. Like, it was not hallucinating. It was not, like, tripping on mad mushrooms like I normally do when I drive to Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, I take a, you know, like
I
an
suggest
mushroom.
You don't do that.
I shouldn't
time,
do that.
No.
No, okay. But anyways.
Wait till you get there.
Total. Yeah. Straight up, walking in the middle of the highway. That's my story. That's the last night.
That's
almost
really
hit a dude.
Scary,
going
though.
Like, I was like, and I called 911. I was like,
you
bro.
Should have recorded.
I should have. But, like, I was like, all right, homeboy's walking in the middle of the street. I was like, somebody get that dude.
Yeah.
Because I saw cars behind me swerving to not hit the guy, and I was like, this is not good.
I bet you he wanted to get hit.
He wanted to make it somebody else's problem.
Sure.
Like, I'm gonna put my pain on somebody else. And that's what angered me, because I was like, dude, why are you going to walk in the middle of a highway? And if I would hit him in my truck,
topics.
Airbags would have deployed. I would have probably spun out.
Probably
and
died.
I probably would have died.
You probably would have died.
No, you like, wouldn't have died.
Dude, if I hit that dude at 60 miles an hour in my truck, I would have died. Or... been injured.
You would have been
seriously injured.
I would
all.
Give you a eulogy though that would make the people rock on air.
Can
on
we,
air.
Like not talk about this?
Sorry,
this
it would
is
be
horrifying.
An amazing eulogy.
I don't want to think about this, and we've really taken a turn for the macabre. I think it's time to turn it over to sports.
It's time to turn it over to sports. Speaking of getting buried tonight, buried.
Crisis in the Gulf.
Crisis. Oh, jeez.
No, this is not a better topic. This is too
so
sad.
Bad.
Apparently,
this is even
Obama.
More sad than Bradley died.
Obama's going to address the nation on Tuesday about it.
He's
it should be interesting.
Clean energy and T-Bone Pickens.
T-Bone Pickens?
No, but you know what? He should have been addressing, like.
Yeah, no, he's dropping the ball.
He's
Let's
dropping
face
the
it,
ball.
Obama's not
I'm
what
pissed.
We expected.
I'm more pissed than Obama. I'm more pissed.
Everyone's more pissed than Obama.
Like
dropping the ball.
Yeah. Like if you're the president,
I've given
you know
up
saying?
On politics.
Seriously, really.
I don't know if it's that we had such high hopes for him,
the nation,
and no
did.
Man could live up to that, or
no
because,
way.
Or if it's that he really didn't live
this.
Up to our
oil
oh
spilled
my
animals.
God.
Oil, it's just terrible. A shit ton of oil.
I mean, it's just
it's still
a
coming.
Nightmare.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still coming.
Like
it's
if it
just
was like, if it was water, like
this
if
is
it was
a crisis.
What could water? What are you talking about?
But this is oil.
This is a crisis, and we're dealing with it in the most, you know, American way, which is not realizing that it's a crisis until it's
like,
too bad, until
yeah.
it's too far gone, and we can't save it. And unfortunately, it's the same kind of area that's already been hit with Katrina. Like, they're going to be
2012 is looking
this.
More
the whole
real
Gulf Coast
every day.
Is,
yeah, the largest God. Man-made, I'm not, you know, large, I'm not going to bring it down here, but largest
well,
man-made disaster.
There.
It's a pretty
largest,
big one.
It's big.
The largest big man-made disaster ever?
It might drop
I think
property.
It's the biggest oil spill. Let's say
it's
that.
It's the biggest oil spill ever recorded.
It's big.
Big.
54
Bigger than
in.
Exxon Valdez. And Exxon Valdez was like at a time when people were like, what? What? You spilled all that oil in Alaska? Oh, that's in Alaska. It's cool. But like now that it's Florida and Louisiana, it's like a heavily populated
this
area.
Is 54 days later.
Place.
54 days.
Yeah.
A long time has
very,
passed.
Very late.
Lot,
speaking of
a
long time has passed, we're going to turn it over to sports.
Do we have any Rage Against the Machine, man? I feel like we need it right now.
some angry. We
so,
should, we
well, play who some music? Is this that just chimed in? I mean, did you think of a handle yet?
Yeah, I'm Ulysses One.
Ulysses One. That sounds like a spaceship. I like it. It's good.
It's I think it's Ulysses Longhorn.
Yeah. Thaddeus.
Thaddeus Longhorn.
Where's your sidekick, the sports sidekick?
He's eating the chicken.
He's eating chicken in the kitchen.
It was quite the dinner in there, man. We
yeah,
had
you guys missed the first half of the show because you were...
Oh, I'm sure it was brilliant.
You guys were eating.
Well, it was okay.
Eating hard.
It was digging in time.
How's the chicken shack?
Protein. Right now I feel like Colossus, man. I feel like we could just fucking... You know, is it okay? See, do we got to bleep out the F word?
No.
Never.
We keep it as spontaneous prose like as we can.
You mean Fontaine Blue?
Yeah.
All right, I got a question for Longhorn.
Yeah.
Ulysses S. Longhorn.
It's a good name. It's a good name.
Do you think it is? Do you think it's possible to will something to happen? I was me and Hull were driving to fishing today, and this dude in front of us in the car was jamming on some music, and he had his hat on forward, and Ryan goes, his hat should be on backwards. 2 seconds after he said that, the guy flipped his hat around.
Nice. He willed it. He hold
Do you
it.
Think if you think hard enough, I'm not talking about the Force here. I'm not talking about stupid Star Wars. I'm talking if you think hard enough of something, you can will someone else to do something else.
I think it's totally possible. I think our brains are interconnected. Like
communal consciousness.
It's such an electric. It's like an electric ball up there. Like there's so much electricity rocking up in your brain, that like you know you're walking on the carpet and you hit a shock and you're like, you get shocked and you're like, man, I'm just walking on carpet.
Ball energy.
And I'm touching the door handle. Why is there shock? You and me, dude, looking at me right now. Me looking at your lips. I'm just thinking lips.
Whoa.
Lips.
Take it easy, Chief.
Sorry.
Exactly. That's right. What I keep telling him all the time.
Big time.
All the time.
Oh, you're the man.
You're the man, dude. Lips. Lips.
Ulysses
you
S. Longhorn.
The point of no return.
Ulysses S. Lips.
Jesus. Wow.
Dude, I'm going to let you in a little secret. Dave, take your headphones off.
We've had not a lot of sports. We've got some minor league yoga happening on the TV via
Who
commercial.
Won the game 5?
That was your Celtics.
Celtics?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win it all.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a couple left.
Brian Kobe looks pretty pissed. He looks a little weathered and
fired up,
fired
weathered,
up.
And worn.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Rondo with the boys, those guys move the ball around. There's a lot of young talent.
There is.
The young talent.
Here, I got, all right, bring it back to something I was talking about before. World Cup. How does everyone feel about the World Cup?
I will say, great camera editing. I watched the USA-England game, and homeboy was on the slow-mo. Like, the reaction, you know, like the dude that got that first goal, like, slid on his knees and got that, like, shot. Like, they had the shot that you wanted. Like, the people were like, they knew, like, who was going to make that goal, like, the goalie and the striker. They had those.
They had it.
They had at least, like, 20 cameramen on every side. Wow. 20, like, freaking, like, 700 millimeter cameramen, like, getting that
shot. It's worldwide.
That
they
shot.
Got this thing going.
It's
prima.
Worldwide. So whoever's in that control room was at the top of their game.
Sure.
I was like, this is mad instant replay.
Yeah, there's no room for error.
Slow-mo instant replay. I was like, perfect. Done.
But now, as far as the World Cup goes, how do you feel? Ulysses S. Longhorn.
You know, it's not something that I've always been too enthused about.
See, America, not a big soccer style people.
Well, he's got the straight brim tat. He's not really into soccer.
Brim tat.
It's perfectly straight, too. It's hard to get that perfect straightness.
It's because it's new, man.
That's called just, out. Called out.
It's just little. Swag surfing, man. It's just swag surfing.
I love it.
This means we're feeling fresh. Is that diet ginger ale?
It's Canada Dry Seltzer. I've been into seltzer lately.
Seltzer.
I've been getting into seltzer.
Tough.
It's
tough.
Kind of awesome.
It's bubbly.
It's bubbly. It's refreshing. It's like it's fun water. It's fun water.
All right, I'm going to say this about the World Cup. I cannot consider a game like soccer a sport when it can end in a tie.
Yeah. No. No, there's no ties.
I'm done with soccer.
No ties. You win.
You win,
I didn't
you
understand
lose.
When
you do
I asked
penalty
what the
kicks.
Score was.
You
they
do penalty
said,
kicks.
Yeah. You need to have some closure.
I'm done with soccer. I had a talk with Jailhouse Joe, and he was debating me on soccer versus the Olympics, and he was saying that soccer is way more exciting than the Olympics. And I just got mad.
You know what your first mistake was? Debating with Jailhouse. Like, why he wants to fight. He wants to
fight it up.
He wants to fight it up. So that's your first mistake.
First mistake.
Good show.
Yeah.
What do you got over there? You got something over there.
Well, I think it might be time
for
the new feature.
Giggle's Secret Garden of Love.
Secret Garden.
It's Giggle's Secret Garden of Love. So, we were just going through the Village Voice.
Not to mention any names, but we're gonna plagiarize.
We're just gonna
madly.
Take out some stuff that they have in there. I'm sure it's fine. And I have some questions for Giggles that might need to be answered in Giggles Corner. Oh my God, the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Puerto Rican Day Parade.
They got rained on today.
Yeah, but it was pretty much over.
Wow, look at this guy. He looks like a Puerto Rican.
Sam Camacho. Okay, us watching
right, let's,
TV
let's
probably
not, yeah,
is
let's
the
not get
best.
Really
it's interesting. Show,
yeah, let's
realized.
Hook the car battery up
okay.
to my temples, man. 12
it's
volts.
Giggles Corner.
Shock.
Yeah.
All right,
what do you got for me?
Connect.
Dear Giggles.
Plan C McGee, what do you got for me?
Dear Giggles, I have a dilemma. My ex wants me to replace his mattress because I ejaculated on it. Apparently, there was an unbearable smell that came with the recently due, became about recently due to the heat and humidity where he now lives. Should I pay for the replacement mattress?
Is this a guy or a girl?
It's got to be a guy.
It's got to be a guy.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not going to go over your place and, like, just start spooging on your mattress.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
right.
If I do that, like, I
You're
at least try
to. Jail.
Yeah. Yeah, like, just don't just roll over to somebody else's house and just spooge on the mattress.
I would say this. Right. Does anybody use sheets? Like,
yeah. Why is it going all the way through the? That's terrible. That's
oh
a
wait,
terrible.
No, it's a woman.
It's a woman. It's a woman.
I also warned my ex before we had sex that I, a female, was capable of ejaculation. Ooh. There was an opportunity to grab
man.
A towel.
That's called pissing.
But my ex did not stop. In
Whoa.
Fact, my ex caused me to ejaculate countless times, and he seemed to enjoy every second of it.
Can you repeat that last sentence?
No. Nope. Not with that look in your eye.
Bradley, man. What's the handle, man? I haven't heard everybody's
Giggles.
Handle.
Giggles.
Giggles. I mean, the namesake of the show.
Yeah, Giggles.
I am Dave. Right? This is Giggles, and we got a large group with us. Give us the lowdown. Who's here? Who's here?
We got Plancy McGee. We got what was it? Glorious Hootersloot. What was his name?
Glorious Hootersloot.
Mustache. What was his name?
That's his name now. Glorious Hootersloot. We're gonna call him Glow.
Is that me or is that the hog?
I think that's you.
I was Ulysses Longhorn, dude.
Glorious Hootersloot.
We got a rainbow in the dark over here.
Glory hole.
Glorious Hootersloot.
That's what we call him for short. Glorious Hootersloot or glory hole. Yeah, what do you have to say?
And I think we got the hog.
We got somebody else here, too.
The silent hog.
Who's the hog?
The silent but deadly hog.
Is that your name? Your
alias?
You can
call me Uncle Furious.
Uncle Furious.
You can call me Uncle Furious.
I might be going to Weber's, dude.
Oh, my God. Uncle. All right, I have one more question for Dear Furious. Giggles.
I'm going to Weber's.
My husband was 28 and a virgin when I met him. When we started having sex, he opened up about being different. He wanted to wear panties.
Or different.
Different.
I thought you said dickfront.
No. Different. He wanted to wear panties. He wanted me to have sex with other men. And he wanted me to make fun of his tiny penis.
What? No, that's a joke. That's a joke.
Is this an actual publication? That people
didn't love this stuff. Yeah. This is.
Dude, I've only worn women's panties once, and it was the worst mistake I ever
made. Can you retell that story?
Can't bear for anyone to make fun of your tiny penis.
Whoa.
Can you retell the panties story?
I was like in eighth grade.
He's got a penis?
And I went to JCPenney's, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a pair of women's thongs. I was like, I can do it. I'm going to do it. I'm in eighth or ninth grade. It was like that awkward time in life. So like, all right, I'll buy a pair of women's panties.
Whether or not you're a total homo.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean. 81.
Oh, shit. Oh, did that just happen?
Yeah.
Just right now?
Right now.
We're news. Breaking the news to
breaking
you.
News.
We're not Jimmy even Dean. Live, Jimmy Dean. But we're breaking it.
Never heard of Jimmy Dean's, live. But the man is dead. Country music legend.
And that is some tasty sausage.
Yeah,
so
let's get back to this. So around ninth grade,
so I think
you're like 13
grade.
Years 13. Old, 12, 13 years old.
I went
old.
To JCPenney's and bought a pair of women's thongs.
And decided to buy, and you put them on.
Which is, whoa. And I didn't put them on the store. I took them home. And I was like, you know what? I think it might have been a day or two later. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this pair of women's thongs on.
Wait, let's go back for a second. When you were buying these women's thongs, what was the person who you were buying them from?
I think it was a lady. I think I pretended like I was buying it for my girlfriend. Like, I had that look in my eye.
You knew
I was
you
like,
were
I was like, yeah, I'm buying this thong. You know,
but
she
you were
know.
Buying it for yourself?
Well,
Plancy
at the
McGee, I have a quick question for you. What's the most embarrassing thing to buy? For a woman?
Tampons.
Tampons?
Really?
Yes.
But
you know why? Because in New York City,
it's like dudes
when
buying
you go
toilet
out.
Paper.
No, I know, but
you're
when
gonna
you.
Shit.
Well, when you go
good
out
point.
And you've point. Been with me, Giggles, on an embarrassing occasion, probably one of
dude,
the more embarrassing
the hell
occasions.
Is this man, that's amateur hour. We do
oh,
that
yeah.
right
it's
now.
True. Looks like it's snowing.
who the hell?
Well,
is that?
When you have to buy tampons
watch
from like
TV, other
the
radio.
Bodega around
bring
the
it
corner,
down
it's bad. It's bad. It's really.
Do they give you the dirty looks, the weird looks?
Well, they don't speak English, and you have to ask them for the tampons, and they don't
because
understand.
Because they're behind the counter.
Since we always behind the counter.
Terrible.
Why is it behind the counter? They think you're going to steal it?
The food chair.
Because it's an expensive item. They have to keep it.
Fair
I don't
enough.
Know. But, Hazy yeah, that was when Giggles and I were at a rest stop. And
Queens, New York.
Guys, I
Colossus.
Just, this just in, I turned the TV off.
TV's off.
Yeah, the TV off was good because we just had about three different conversations.
Because you guys were all talking about what was on the TV. And it was terrible.
You true. Were talking about what was on the TV.
No, I was talking about when I wear... wore women's underwear when I say three.
That's a tough
it's
gig,
true.
Man.
This is a tough gig, and you guys are talking
so
about the weather.
So you put on the thong.
No, 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 I'm not getting back to it. No,
and
no, no, no,
where'd you go
we
with them?
Talking about
just
the
about
weather.
Town?
What?
Down in Florida? You put them on and walked around
just
town?
Just put them on and like went to the mall. Here's the thing. My buddy
that's
and I.
That's disgusting. What?
Did your buddy know that
there's
you were
something
wearing
wrong
them?
With
no.
That.
No idea.
There's something wrong with you.
Dude, that's weird, man.
It's not Hedges.
It is Longhorn.
It's the hog.
It's the hog.
Colossus,
107
Maximus,
nice.
Colossal Hoggesus.
Hoggesus.
So, Colossus. Anyways,
all right.
I Colossicus. Put on this pair of women's underwear and go on hanging out with my friend. We take the bus down to the mall.
Oh my god!
And here's the catcher. Here's the kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're at McDonald's, and this group of girls are in like a Toyota Tercel, like four girls, and they're like they roll That's up to hot. Us. We're on our bikes because we took our bikes down to the mall.
Who's that?
And like, hey, do you have a girlfriend? And I was like, no.
Do you wear women's underwear?
And they were like,
hop in.
No. They were like,
but I'm wearing a thong.
They were like, do you guys want to hang out with us?
Partner.
And I was like, no.
Why'd you say no?
Because he's gay.
I was wearing woman's underwear.
Well, that's he is like, gay. He's gay.
Just hold the phone.
He wasn't interested in women.
Hold the phone. Still can you imagine if I had gotten in the car with these four girls, three girls,
right.
And like they take me back
they
to their
wouldn't
place,
have done anything. You were
and they
yeah,
take
you
off
wouldn't
my
get
pants,
down to the underwear.
And I'm wearing women's
gay?
Underwear?
That'd be great.
Your reputation would be ruined even today. We would have heard about it somehow. And
that'd
we
be great.
What would I have done?
I think we need to get you in women's underwear.
I think you probably
them,
made the right choice.
And then you would have gone back into the bathroom at the penultimate moment and removed the underwear. So when the pants came off.
Commando.
I'm not wearing any underpants.
Good money. I am not wearing women's underwear right
That's
now.
You should be.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good story.
Real good story. How about condoms?
107.
Is that an embarrassing thing to buy?
No.
Or you don't do it.
No, I'm like happy. I'm like fucking proud to buy condoms.
I'm
like, I'm yeah,
having
I'm getting
sex
laid, son.
And spending $3.99 on it for three times.
$3.99? Where? Oh my god,
so
they're
free.
So expensive.
You do the three pack. I've done the three pack.
But I do. A lot
you
of girls
three?
Won't buy
I go
condoms,
12.
But
you go. The, no, but like for that girl, you don't really really care about. You're like, I'm gonna just get.
You
pack.
Get like the deluxe like pack, the family pack. Oh, not a family
the
pack.
The family pack.
No, not a family pack.
The one with holes in it.
Yeah, they have holes in it.
It's the non-family pack.
The family pack. That's pretty good.
Oh, God. What is this down next to my feet right down here?
It's
you
a
foot
spa.
Bath.
Turn it
yeah,
on. Turn it on.
Get into that.
Dave,
shit.
Turn on the foot
is
spa.
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's for you. It's your person.
Oh,
the,
shit.
The water is
foot bath.
All right, hold on. I'm
the water it, water is probably not as warm as
that
it was.
That sound you hear is the foot bath.
Percolation.
How's it feel?
That feels okay.
Get the mic down there. Get the mic down near the foot spa.
And I'll electrocute you.
Feels
so.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good. That was my gift to Giggles. My gift to Giggles.
That sounds good. It's not. I think you need warmer
it's
water.
Not, yeah, it's not hot.
It's not
I
as hot as
it I want up. It to be like stinging my feet hot.
I think it
hot.
Heats up.
No. It keeps the heat.
That was like
it
monster
keeps
mash quality.
It keeps the heat.
But
I put
you know
really
what?
Hot
this
water
feels
in it.
Really good, though.
Try not to bounce around because you're spilling water all over the place.
Oh,
just
well,
lots
you, should,
of wires.
You didn't put a towel down underneath?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't have an extra towel.
Okay, well, this water's going to splash out everywhere, I think.
What are you touching my foot for, bro? Dude. Hootius Vandersloot over here.
Hootius Vandersloot.
Glorious.
Glorious Vanderhoot.
Glorious Vandersloot.
So get this. That dude, that
yeah.
the guy in the Netherlands,
crank
Aruba,
yeah.
got confessed to a murder in Peru or something
yeah,
like
Peru.
That?
Well, those Peru police, I heard they're pretty brutal. He would confess to the Peruvian police.
Strangulation.
Yeah. Well, it's a... It's pretty wild that he did it again, you know? Yeah,
but he's a murderer. It's like OJ, dude. Like, raise your hand if you didn't think OJ.
Oh, yeah, he totally
like,
did
it.
Do
you think OJ did it? We'll go around.
Slice the rib. We'll go around.
We'll go around.
If the glove doesn't fit, you got to acquit, man.
Good point. Good point.
The glove doesn't fit, you got to acquit,
but,
man.
But the white Bronco?
Hey, man.
The chase? Come on, man.
Guys,
wait, you really think? Or you just have black friends, so you don't want to say like?
What does that have to do with anything? Son of a bitch, Florida kid.
Doesn't fit. You got to acquit, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You believe that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I'm not racist. I just think OJ did it.
Who knows? Somebody else could have done it. And who says?
This guy's a lawyer. He's got connections.
Glorious
Hootersloot.
Hootersloot. Speaking of Hootersloot. What's the deal with the cans? The new cans in Astoria.
Oh,
cans.
That is the place to be, man.
Really? It's new,
we're
going
right? to go there right now. We're going to go there after
yeah,
the show's over.
We are
going
to go there now.
We're all going to go there after.
For a post-Tony party.
Post-Tony party.
I didn't. Well, we didn't even watch the Tonys.
I don't watch the Tonys.
Yeah. Who Dude. Gives a Bigfoot's dick, man?
Yeah. I mean, you're gay enough without watching the Tonys.
I am?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
walking around
and
with
we all know
girls'
that
thongs are.
Giggles has a lot of room to judge there.
Bradley, you look great, man.
Thanks, man.
I keep using real names. I'm sorry. Glorious Vandersloot
cool.
and
Glorious Vandersloot.
Cannoli Lagosh. Cannoli Lego.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Quality.
What do we got coming up this week?
This week we're gonna do a little musical. We're gonna do a musical show. We need an artist on our show. All right,
we'll get some artists going on. I like it. Who do you got?
Just a couple people.
Plan C McGee's roommate.
Girl Talk would be nice, man. They're nice.
Girl Talk.
Maybe we'll see. We'll call some people.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should try to get a live show next week. Moss Band on here.
They're good.
We'll do a live show next week.
I mean, we
live show is good.
Live show.
We usually go live, but tonight we just wanted to.
I think we need to
keep it easy.
Do you think this wasn't live?
No. This is pre-recorded.
I mean, it's live right now, but we usually have callers.
Let's get some callers in here.
Callers are
fun.
Next show there will be.
Next show we do callers.
Very much so.
Good show.
I think that's a.
What's that?
I think we could wrap it.
You want to wrap it up?
I mean, we should. I think
go down to Cairns.
Excuse me. Go down to Cairns.
Must I end up at Cairns every night of my life?
Seems the way to be.
I would roll up into Cairns.
If you want to see Cairns.
If I want to see
Cairns.
But
here's the thing about Cairns.
Why do they name it Cairns?
It's Cairns.
All the women have breast implants. All of them.
Really?
And here's the thing. You don't know. I'm going to get personal here for a minute.
I get personal.
I don't like implants. I'd rather date a flat chested girl. If I love you, I don't care if you're flat chested. I've dated a couple of small boobed women.
Sure.
In my life. I'll say it. I'll say it. They had small breasts. But I love them.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
What?
Not at all. I have no
idea.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't mind it.
But what are you getting at? What are you trying to talk about?
I'm just saying, don't get implants.
Don't get implants.
I don't like implants. That's my point of the story is.
No, that was sweet. I mean,
I don't like them. I don't like fake tits. I don't like fake tits. I don't like fake noses. I don't like fake anything. I like no makeup. Wake you up in the morning.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Throw a little morning breath your way and see if you kiss me. That's love.
Ooh, you have pretty bad morning breath. I smelt it.
It's terrible. Good show.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. A little early show.
Real good show.
Real good show.
All
right.
Thanks to Glorious Hootersloot and the Hog.
And
the Silent Hog.
It's Mr. Furious to you.
Uncle Furious.
Uncle Furious. Clan C. McGee. And
good night.
Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack.
Thank you, the Astoria Chicken Shack.
Yes, we're providing craft services tonight. Astoria Chicken Shack. It's
craft
the Chicken
services.
Shack.
Next week we will be live. What are we going to do next week? Sunday. Let's do Sunday 8 to 9.
Okay.
Sunday, 8 to 9.
What's the website if people want to check us out?
www.daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
Boom.
And if you want to email us, what's our email?
daveandgiggles@gmail.com.
You look good.
You look really good. You sound good.
You sound real good. All right, boys and girls, we're going to wrap this one up. We'll see you next week.